From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Judging from the early returns and the exit polls, it is not a good night for Rudy Giuliani in Florida. He's running a distant third to John McCain and Mitt Romney. With 37% of precincts reporting, McCain has 34% of the vote, Romney 32% of the vote, Giuliani 16% of the vote, and Mike Huckabee 14%. Ron Paul is running last with 3%. NPR's Robert Smith is at Giuliani headquarters in Orlando. And Robert, Rudy Giuliani, really, his strategy was all about doing well in Florida. How would you describe the mood on this evening when he obviously isn't doing very well in Florida?
Well, I met one woman, and she had a button that says, choose to be happy. And I think that's what the 100 or so people here are doing. They're making the best of it. They're trying to sort of celebrate what they've managed to accomplish here. You know, they're holding their event at a something called the Portofino Bay Hotel, which is a fake Italian villa. So at least there's this vacation sense here that they're hanging out on the piazza, looking at a beautiful fountain, and waiting for Rudy to come speak.
Giuliani, of course, campaigned heavily on his having been the mayor of New York City at the time of 9/11 and having been, as some called him in those days, America's mayor. Did you get the sense that he was having any traction with Florida voters other than New York transplants to Florida?
I have to say, I don't think I spoke to a single person here who didn't at some point live on Long Island or Connecticut or in one of the five boroughs. It was really his base of support. And there's a lot of former New Yorkers here in Florida. The bad news for Rudy Giuliani is a lot of them are Democrats. And the even worse news is those that are Republican, you know, I spoke to some out on the campaign trail who said, I love Rudy Giuliani, I love what he did as mayor, but I just don't think he can win this nomination anymore. And they started to talk about all these things about strategy, and he should have won earlier. This was his base, the New Yorkers in Florida who are Republicans, and even they started to have doubts over the last few days.
Where do you think he goes from here?
Well, that's the question that everybody's asking tonight. He says that he is going to attend the debate in California. This is what he said earlier today. All of that may change if he comes in a very, very distant third. We're asking ourselves now, does he go back to New York? Does he go on to California? Does he announce something tonight or think about it? He's officially said that he's going to wait till tomorrow morning and sort of assess what's going on.
Okay. Robert Smith at Giuliani headquarters in Orlando. Thanks a lot, Robert.
You bet.
And we should say that it's not altogether clear that Rudy Giuliani is going to run third in the Republican presidential primary. He's only a couple of points, 16% to 14%, ahead of Mike Huckabee. And some of the latest areas, counties of Florida, to report their votes are from the Panhandle, where the polls were open until 8 p.m. Eastern time, 7 Central. And those votes could very well benefit Mike Huckabee and push Rudy Giuliani down to fourth place. Well, now we're going to hear from a man who knows a lot about the former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani. He is Fred Siegel, no relation, and he's the author of Prince of the City, Giuliani, New York, and The Genius of American Life. Welcome to the program once again.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
How does Rudy Giuliani handle moments like this? A loss, a disappointment?
When he lost in New York in 1989, lost for mayor in New York in 89, he handled it very well. He handled it with aplomb. And I suspect he'll handle this with aplomb. He seems to have been winding down these last few weeks, going through the motions. I think after New Hampshire, the only chance he had was if Huckabee won South Carolina. When McCain won South Carolina, I think it was functionally over.
Because he would be vying for the same kinds of voters that that McCain would be going for. Do you think he'll now drop out? What does your gut tell you?
God knows. To judge by the tone of people's, the flat tone of people's voices, yes. But I'm not sure what what they're thinking. If they finish behind Huckabee, most certainly, though.
Do you think Giuliani would conceivably endorse another candidate? Or if he did, who do you think it might be?
He has enormous respect for John McCain, and he has a little use for Mitt Romney. In New Hampshire, Romney and Giuliani mixed it up vigorously. But in New Hampshire, Giuliani rarely said anything critical of McCain. He has enormous personal respect for McCain.
Tell us about what he might do in public life. I suppose if there is a Republican administration, he might conceivably want to be part of it. But he has a pretty active life in the private sector.
I think being rich and famous might well occupy him. I don't know that he'll want to go into an administration. But I wouldn't rule it out, but I don't think it's likely.
Many decades ago, JFK said something about the light in the back of the cabinet secretary's limousine that was worth tens of thousands of dollars a year, I think. But you don't think Rudy Giuliani would be lured away from riches in the private sector?
I'm not sure. I think he's grown accustomed to the good life, and it would be he'd have to be very hungry for it. And I don't see it right now.
I want to get your judgment of something. Giuliani, whatever else he is, he's a shrewd man. He's an able man. His strategy of ducking a fight in one early state after another to try to stand in Florida has been regarded by political pros as just nuts, to put it very simply. People were prepared for the miracle that would prove everyone wrong, but it just seemed to be a very odd strategy. How do we reconcile this rather extremely able and bright man with a not very bright campaign strategy?
I don't think the analysis is very good. He was always drawn to an inside straight because he always had a problem with social conservatives. That ruled out Iowa. In New Hampshire, that's where there were mistakes made. He should have stayed and fought New Hampshire. He might have come in third ahead of Huckabee. But in New Hampshire, there was this funicular relationship between McCain and Giuliani. What I mean by that is, for every vote that McCain rose with, Giuliani dropped with. There was the same pool of voters. And what happened was several things occurred simultaneously. McCain staunched the bleeding over immigration. The surge began to kick in politically. And those two things began to propel McCain up exactly at the same time as there were a series of negative stories about Giuliani and Judy Nathan. And that relationship, that McCain's rise being exactly proportional to Giuliani's fall, is the story of the campaign so far.
So it doesn't look as bright in hindsight as it might have looked if things not worked out.
Well, it depended more on New Hampshire than has been acknowledged. Mm-hmm. The idea of waiting till Florida was never in the card. The idea was to do well in New Hampshire. And if you looked at the polls in late November, he was doing very well. It's this conjuncture of forces. The McCain revival, largely due to the surge, trouble Giuliani had in the press, those two things put together helped doom the campaign. But then they made the bad decision. They left New Hampshire, then they came back. They should have stuck it out in New Hampshire. The last shot they had was in South Carolina. They needed Huckabee to win in South Carolina. Had Fred Thompson dropped out and Huckabee had won, they wouldn't look so bad today. In other words, the underlying problem is not just drawing to an inside straight, but being dependent on the campaigns of others to determine your fortunes.
Well, Fred, thank you very much for talking with us about it today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Fred Siegel, biographer of Rudolph Giuliani and a contributing editor to City Journal. As of right now, 41% of the precincts have been counted in Florida. The lead is 3%, McCain 35, Romney 32, and Rudy Giuliani pretty far back at about 15%.